Welcome back to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Barbera. And in this episode, a couple months ago, I think, I did a podcast, which you can click the little eye up here that I'm going to link to, on beware of the wholesaler, right? And it was pretty much covering how you need to make sure that you don't go off of their numbers, go off of their information, and you do your own research, because you have a lot of wholesalers right now that don't know what they're doing, don't care to know what they're doing. They're being very lazy. They're doing a lot of stuff that's getting a lot of investors into trouble. And like everything, I don't blame the wholesalers. I mean, obviously, if you know better, do better. But at the end of the day, it's always your fault if you buy a bad property. Right? If you make a bad investment, it's your fault. You should do the due diligence. That being said, on this episode, I wanted to cover kind of like a continuation of that on being aware when you buy properties from other investors. So this is different from buying from wholesaler, because there are a lot of investors and majority are very new. Some are just, you know, taking extra risks where they're buying properties. They don't wholesale properties. And then they find themselves in trouble, or they run out of money, or whatever the situation may be. And they wholesale these properties, right? They sell them to other investors. And we have been getting a lot of calls from people like this that have been sold these properties, or even from the investors themselves selling these properties. And they're just terrible deals, right? And when I speak to the people that have bought them, their response is, well, you know, they were flipping it themselves, so I figured it made sense, right? They bought it. And I was like, again, you're going into the assuming that that person knows better, right? And you can never assume anything. You cannot assume that the person that's bringing you any deals knows what the hell they're doing. That is 100% up to you. You can't be assuming anything. And what's been happening is a lot of people, especially in the more historic areas and more speculative areas in San Antonio, we see a lot of new investors, or like I said, sometimes these are investors that have been doing it for a while, but they're kind of stepping out of their comfort zone and they're getting into deals in those areas that's way over their head. Right? Because they're buying houses that are 100 years old, thinking they're going to be able to update it with 60 grand. And that's just not the case. A house that's that old needs damn near a whole rebuild. Because you're talking about bad foundation, bad bones, bad plumbing, bad electrical, new AC, new roofs, a lot of times new walls. So you're talking a lot of major components, and the skill force to get those jobs done are expensive. Right? Because this isn't your standard cookie cutter, you know, make ready rehab. You need people that know how to do framing, that you're going to need engineers. You need people that actually know what the hell they're doing. And those people tend to cost more, and they don't estimate those costs. So they buy the properties just because they're so gung-ho on getting into it, and they have that fear of missing out, like they're going to lose on a deal or whatever. And they buy it themselves, right? Either using their own money, or they borrow hard money from somebody, or private funds, whatever it may be, and they buy the property. And once they get into it and they actually start doing the work or doing the analysis they should have done beforehand, they realize, shit, if I go through with this project, if everything goes good, I might break even, or I'm most likely going to lose money. So what they try to do at that point is get rid of it. Right? They're hoping that they can find another idiot, and this may be you, hopefully not, but they're hoping to find another idiot that is going to come, not know what the hell they're doing, not do any due diligence or any research, and buy that property from them, right? Alleviating that stress. And I see this so frequently now. The hotter the market gets, the worse deals I see and the worse decisions I see people make. So this is why I'm putting this episode together. I'm trying to bring more awareness to this, where even if I bring you a property, right? And you believe everything, you know, that I say, I have credibility, whatever. You still need to run your own numbers. You still need to do your due diligence to make sure this is a good deal for you. Because one thing that I try to tell a lot of people is when we renovate a house, this happened recently. They came, some investor asked to come by one of our rehabs. So we walked them through and everything. And he's like, how much is this rehab costing you? I told him about $70,000, $75,000. He's like, okay, yeah. So I'm looking at a house in the same neighborhood. So I'm thinking, you know, I should budget around that, right? I was like, no, you shouldn't. Because I don't know what it's going to cost you, right? What it costs me is very different than what it's going to cost you. You don't have my contractors. You don't have my pricing. You may not manage them the same way. You may not negotiate the same way. You may not source the materials the same way I do. So if you don't do everything the way I do it, then chances are you're not going to get the same price I am, right? And who knows? Maybe you get a better price, right? But the point is that you just don't know. You can't compare it to what I'm paying. This is why when a lot of people ask, you know, what's your price per square foot? It's irrelevant. Because I'm not going to be renovating your house. My price per square foot is completely different than somebody else's. You understand? There's some things that are kind of standard, but when you're doing volume and you're doing a lot of deals, those prices can fluctuate tremendously, especially on the level of finish out and all this. So people are relying on these investors, on their numbers, and they're buying these houses, and then they're finding out that, holy crap, I can't get it done for that price now. You know, I'm underwater now. I had some investor contacted me months ago, offered me 3 properties, right? It was a package deal. So I was like, all right, I like the area. I ran the analysis on all 3 properties, and I said, here's my offer. He says, I can't accept that offer. I was like, all right, well, that's the offer. He's like, you don't understand. He says, I paid more than that at auction. I was like, well, that's not my problem. You understand? Like, you overpaid at auction. That's your problem. I still need it at this price. He says, but I'm going to lose money. Yes, you are going to lose money if you accept that offer. What other options do you have? Well, I can just finish it myself. Okay? But I don't have the money or the time. Make up your mind, buddy. You understand? You can't have it all. And where I'm going at with this is that I always present my number. I don't care what, that's why when wholesalers bring me deals or anybody, I truly don't care what you're asking because I don't. You understand? What I care for is when I go look at the property, I see what it needs, I'm going to submit my offer, right? If that makes sense for you, great. If it doesn't, we'll move on. You understand? If that means that you're going to make 20 grand, awesome. If it means you're going to make 2 grand, awesome. You're still getting paid. You understand? You gotta, as an investor, you cannot rely on other people. You have to run your own numbers. You have to do your own due diligence. And when somebody's selling you a property that they've been renovating or put some work into, and they're like, yeah, I already did the foundation and this and that. All you need is just finish out, but I don't have the time. Or, you know, I have too many other projects. The majority of the time, all that is bullshit. The majority of the time, what they're telling you is, hey, so I fucked up on this one. And I think I'm going to lose my ass, so you want it? That's pretty much what they're saying. Because that whole thing of, you know, I have too many projects going on. I don't have the time to finish it. It's all nonsense. They would have never taken it on to begin with. You understand? Like, we have a lot of projects going on. It doesn't mean that I'm going to get rid of the ones that are making money. You understand? What am I going to get rid of? The ones that are not going to make money. And if I got more projects coming in, I can always find more money to buy those. You understand? I can find more labor for those properties. Like, there's never a situation where I'm too busy and need to offload a project that I'm halfway through on. Or I just started demo. Or I just started something. Right? Because at that point, it's most likely I realize something is wrong. I realize something is severely wrong with the property. And I'm like, oh, crap. Right? So, give you another example. We had a property on Montana in Denver Heights that our first contractors that we had on the property were complete retards. They took on way more than they can actually handle, and they ended up screwing everything up, and we bought the property on using their numbers, right? So when they screwed up and they were off and everything, we were left with a property that we didn't know how to finish because the other contractors were like coming in and their bids were ridiculous, right? Which is pretty much where the bid should have been at the beginning. And that was a mistake on our end, of course, 1,000%. So we're like, all right, let's try to sell this. But what we did, I was like, we need to sell to an investor who is a contractor. Because if somebody that is an investor and they have their own crew, they'll be able to bring down labor costs tremendously. And they have more connections on suppliers and everything than we do. So they might be able to actually keep the costs down low enough for it to make sense, right? So we had other investors that come and they're like, yeah, I like the house. And we're like, there's just not enough margin for you. Like, you need to be a contractor. So we weren't selling it to people that actually wanted it because we knew they weren't going to make money on it. We knew. We don't know, right? I mean, you at the end of the day, you just don't know. You, somebody can overprice that property and it could sell for whatever reason. You just don't know. But the chances are that you weren't going to make money. And we don't want our name tied to that. So we shopped around. We found actually these contractors that could take it on. And they're like, yeah, actually, I can get it done and I can get it done for this. And we told them what the ARV target was. We told them, you know, the level of finish out it needed and everything. They're like, yeah, we can get that done. Yeah, I'm interested. And I was like, well, if you can get it done for that price and you're interested, we already own the house. Why don't you bring in the rehab? We'll partner on it so you don't have to buy the house. And then we'll go ahead and finish it. Right? So long story short, we went ahead. We finished it. We made, I think, maybe 30 grand when it was all said and done. It was nothing, right? It was a long, I did a podcast on this. It was a 22-month long project. It was a complete nightmare. But the point is that we were in trouble. And instead of selling it to somebody and trying to screw them over, we still kept it if we couldn't get that person that it was going to make sense for, right? And these investors that were coming to us were not doing their due diligence. They were just wanted a house in that neighborhood because it's historic or it's, you know, near the historic area and it's trendy and all this nonsense. So that's why they wanted it. But I'm like, you don't understand the neighborhood. You don't understand the house. You don't understand the level of work you got to do to this. You will lose your ass. You have no experience in this, right? And it was shocking how they still didn't care. But again, I didn't want our name to be tied to that deal, right? If we were to sell it that way. So that's happening a lot. So this is why I'm making this episode. Pay attention. Just because somebody's an investor and they flipped thousands of houses and then all of a sudden they're selling a house that they own that they don't have time for, do your due diligence. Don't trust on their numbers. Don't trust on the stuff they tell you. Get your contractors in there, run your analysis. And if they're telling you, hey, I got like five people lined up behind this and, you know, we got to close quickly, then sell it to one of them. All right. Stop wasting my time. Don't bust my balls then. You understand? Because the way I look at it is you cannot be rushed into buying a house, especially when it's a house that's coming with that scenario in mind, right? That somebody got in trouble with it. So you need the time to do your due diligence. You need to make sure everything that you've done so far, did you even pull permits for? Because if not, you're going to get flagged for it. You understand? Who are the contractors you're going to need? Are you going to need engineers? Are you going to need framers? You know, get your trades in there. Look at the numbers. Run them. You understand? Because once you're in, just like they are. And then once you run all those numbers and realize, holy crap, I'm going to lose 20 grand, you're going to wish you would have done that or even walked away at the beginning. Because that's exactly what's happening with a lot of people. They're losing $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on these projects they're speculating on. And all because they're buying it from some investor that they thought that person was doing the right thing. You understand? At the end of the day, money is king. And to a lot of people, they have a price tag. You understand? And they don't give a damn about their reputation or your pocket or anything. All they care about is their own. So you got to care for yours. So I hope this episode helps. I hope this kind of sheds some light on what's going on and it prepares you a little better for when you're going out there and buying houses. Again, if you guys are loving what I'm putting out, you guys enjoy the information, I ask you to share it, you know, subscribe, leave some comments, leave some feedback, review us. All of those things help us tremendously. So if you're, you know, if you're liking all the content, just let me know. And if you have any ideas of other topics you want me to discuss or expand on, maybe marketing or acquisitions or renovate, whatever it is that you have specific questions, let me know. And I'm more than happy to put an episode together for it. So thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you guys on the next one.